Hello, dear listeners. I am your host, Stella, and I welcome you all to our new episode of the CIO Today podcast. Today, we have James O'Sullivan with us, who is a renowned expert in complex change and transformation program leadership. James will be sharing with us some of his invaluable insights into achieving delivery surety and confidence in business. So, without any further delay, let's get this conversation started. Hello, James. How are you doing? Thank you so much for being a part of this episode with me today.
No, thank you, Stella. It's lovely to be here. Lovely to be invited along.
Yeah. So as someone specializing in delivering change for critical business programs, you are truly a leading expert in transformational leadership, dedicated to delivering your organization's goals with confidence. So without any further ado, let's just get started with some questions, so that our audience can discover more about you and your work in detail.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Could you walk us through your professional journey till now? How did you come around choosing this path for yourself?
I don't know if many people choose their path. I think you find it as you go. I left university and I wanted to work for a big organization, a kind of a big brand. And I found myself applying for a role with Tate & Lyle Sugar, who are the largest kind of cane sugar company in the world, I think, based in London. And I in effect ended up working on a project, on a program, albeit I didn't really understand what those were back in those days to that extent, or the same extent that I do today. But in effect, it kind of worked for me. It was a nice environment, a nice way of working. It wasn't tied to a desk. The problems were different all the time. And really that kind of got me going, got me started. I then kind of went from there into a banking management training scheme for a good number of years, kind of progressed through retail banking, got involved in Y2K, for those that are of an age that remember that, where I did an element of UAT, user acceptance testing, and implementation rollout. So actually rolling the new teller system out into the branch network. And that's where I really kind of found my true love for projects and programs. And really, it kind of went from there. I then went into a consultancy for a good number of years, one that focused on BPO, on business process outsourcing, got involved in some pretty big, complex programs. That really got me into transformation rather than change. And years later, I then found my way into boutiques with Project One nearly 10 years ago now. Which is a slightly different model that we can come on and talk about. But yeah, that's my career to date.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like it hasn't been really a smooth, direct journey for you to reach where you are. That's admirable. So as you mentioned, your company, Project One Consulting, specializes in transformation programs. Could you share an example of a particularly challenging project you have worked on and how you successfully navigated it?
Yeah, as a business, our specialty is leading the large-scale, complex, business-critical change and transformation programs. In effect, the program that the company kind of wants to use the most to kind of progress itself the most. So I've worked in all sorts of sectors, all sorts of industries over the years, as do we as a company. And it doesn't really matter what it is. It can be taking a telco and looking to completely replatform, you know, all of their core functionality for landlines, mobiles, TV media. And in effect, it's taking them on that journey. So our job is to lead the program. Our job is to get the success that you're talking about. Our job is to manage the delivery surety along that journey. And as I said, we've done that in all sorts of industries and sectors. We pride ourselves on the fact that we do project and program management as a specialty, and our team that we'll talk about in a little bit are geared to do that. They've got the experience. They've all got 20 years experience when they join us, and therefore we can help big companies like AstraZeneca in pharmaceutical, or BAE Systems in defense, or Unilever in CPG to do whatever it is they want to do. Now all of those obviously go on different journeys, different oscillations. Our job is to take their project, their program, their transformation, and to help them execute it. And it's all manner of things. It could be putting in an ERP. It could be upgrading them from SAP ECC6 to SAP S/4HANA, as a lot of companies are doing at the moment. It's that type of size and scale of project.
All right. So listening to you talk about the scale of projects really made me look at this field of work with the, you know, much more depth than before. So could you elaborate on the difference between focusing on change management that you mentioned rather than advisory, and why this approach is crucial for your clients?
Sure. So in my mind, or my belief, the market has changed considerably over the last 20 plus years. Back in the previous century, that makes me sound old, doesn't it? In the 1990s, advisory was a big thing. It was all about helping and giving people advice on what they needed to do. If you wind forward now 25 years to where we are today, a lot of what consultancy work is actually implementation. It's taking a solution and actually implementing it into that business. Now, there is a split there, just to kind of be clear on the language, where a lot of it is enabled by technology implementation, putting in new tech into all sorts of things. But then you've got the change management aspect that you just mentioned. And that, to me, is more the business side of change. That's the bit that's harder to do. That's the bit where we've got to get the end users, whether it's colleagues inside a business or customers outside a business, to actually adopt that new way of working, adopt and use that new technology. And that's where the benefits kind of get released from. So, as I said, what we do is implementation. The client, the organization, will likely have had an advisory team up front. They will be a small little team that have worked out the strategy, that have worked out what they want to do, that have worked with architecture to design the solution. Then they'll bring in a Project One type team to lead it, to lead the change over X number of years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, potentially, depending on the size and scale of what they're doing. Yeah, so we're the delivery team, if you want to put it in that language. We make it happen, we bring it to life, and we're working in an ecosystem. It won't be just us. There'll be us, and there'll be all manner of other internal teams. There'll be other consultancy teams. There'll be other SI teams, and there'll be other, potentially other platform teams, other technical teams to do with the actual solution itself.
Okay, all right. So, seems like you think a lot from the perspective of your clients. So how do you ensure that your team remains dedicated to the clients and their agendas, full time or for the duration that they need?
So this is part of our USP. So if I go back to something I mentioned earlier, we run a slightly different model. We're not trying to be a mini me. We're not trying to run a pyramid team. We have chosen a niche that's all around project and program management, around leadership of change and transformation. And in doing that, the team that we have got, the 100 consultants that we have, all come to us with 20 years experience. Now, they've all come out of different big firms, big consultancies, big tech houses, big SIs, and they've all come with a specialism. They've all come from whatever pigeonhole they belong to in those organizations. And when they joined Project One, we in effect released them from that pigeonhole, because we know how good they are at leading a program. Mm. Now, therefore, they come to us for a reason. They come to us because they know what we're good at. They know that we work with some of the biggest organizations in the world. They know that we run some of the biggest and most complex programs in the world. And that's what they like. That's what they want. That's what they want on repeat. But if you go back to the concept of these programs last for anything between 1 and 5, sometimes longer, years, they know that they've got a real complex thing to deliver, beast to deliver. But they also know that when that's finished, they get the opportunity to go to the next one and the next one. But in the meantime, their job is to absolutely look after that customer, that client. Their job is to be the lieutenant, the right-hand person to whoever that customer is, whether they're C-suite or multiple stakeholders across a C-suite organization. So we don't have the same challenge that some firms that run big pyramids would have. We don't have the challenge of people going native. They know that they're there to look after that customer in that organization. They also know that when that program's finished, after however many years, they'll go on to the next one, which they like, because they like the variety. They like the different challenges, the different programs in the different organizations and the different sectors and industries. And they can jump. They're not put into one thing. It's not you belong to the pharmaceutical team, or you belong to the defense team, or you belong to the CPG team. They can work across multiple things over multiple years. So at its heart, we're a people business. We've got 100 consultants with 20 years experience, all of which love working for a boutique, all of which love the type of work we've got with the type of customers and clients we've got.
So that's really impressive. Well, it would be great if you could just, you know, share a memorable success story that exemplifies your commitment to tackling these tasks that you get to your clients, and how do you work through it with your team?
Every project, program, change or transformation is deemed a success at some point in time. By the nature of what we do, we implement stuff. Now, it may not be delivered in the time frame that they were expecting, but ultimately our job is to guide them through that journey. Change and transformation is complex. Things will happen as you're delivering projects and programs. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, that will still be the case. Our job, as I said, is to handhold them. Our job is to be, whilst we're doing delivery and implementation, is to advise them on how it is going, what decisions they need to make, how those decisions will impact what we're doing, the cost of what we're doing, and how long that will take. Now, there are countless projects and programs. I don't want to go into too much detail as to what they are, but they're big and messy in all manner of all manner of companies. If you're replatforming the business system in a telco, it takes many, many years. At the moment, we're digitizing a lot of those technologies. We're digitizing it on an end-to-end basis so that not only the client, the colleagues and the customers, but even out to third parties get to actually, you know, run in a far more efficient and effective way. Often it's to bring about cost reduction or process improvement or speed of processing or new ways of working. It's about bringing all of those things together.
Right. So after hearing how you deal with obstacles and tasks, brings me to the next question. So, you know, could you share some key strategies or principles that consistently win the trust and loyalty of your clients? Because, you know, you've been working in this field for so long. So I'm sure you have this group of clients that, you know, as you mentioned before, that they have a reason to come back to you. So that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, there's two or three key factors for me. One is you have to build a relationship, and that relationship is long term. It also has to be a trusted relationship. Mm-hmm. And it really is about being invested in both directions, the client, the customer, and our organization and our individuals, our team, all have to trust each other, particularly at the level that we're operating at. So it's important that we get the right consultants supporting the right projects and programs in the right organizations. Beyond that, it's then about delivery surety. So what they like and what they come back for, as you say, is because we've delivered for them time and time again. And so what you see in this modern era is customers such as CIOs, CTOs, COOs, CFOs that will move from organization to organization. And in some cases, will move from one industry to another industry. And what they'll do is come back time and time again. Wherever they land and whatever agenda they take on, they will come back to us and kind of say, right, I've got another big program I want you to run. Now, as I said, we will often go in just to run the biggest and the most difficult thing they've got, the one thing that's business critical to them. The size doesn't always matter. What is important to somebody that could be worth 5 million in one organization, you know, could be worth 100 million or 1 billion to someone else in another industry, in another sector. So it's really about actually taking them, as I said, on that journey. But in doing it, build that trust. Build the trust that when something goes wrong, we'll tell them. We'll ask what they want to do. We'll help them through the problem statements. Our job is then to then execute on it and make sure they get what they want. That's the most important thing. They have to get what they want at the end of the day. We have to improve their company, their client, their organization when we finish. But we also have to do an element of skills migration, skills transfer, help to actually uplift the ability of their team whilst we're there. We're not sitting in splendid isolation. Our job is to blend into the background and act as if we are part of their team.
Right. So communication is really the key here. That's brilliant. Yeah. So for the upcoming group of young professionals everywhere wanting to work with people and businesses in this area, just like you, what advice would you give them?
Build relationships. It's the key. I wish people had said that more to my generation when we were in our early 20s. Our focus at the time was focus on the work. in reality, I think building relationships is far more valuable. If you've got the relationship in place, it will actually help you deliver the work, and it will help you when the problems arise, which they will. So it's really a case of getting out there and just getting to know people, talk to people, understand them as individuals. It's not just about who, you know, the job they're doing and the role they've got. It's understanding them as a person. Then you've got to start joining all that network together, because what you want to do is actually help people and join the dots and be the glue and actually, you know, introduce them to other people or other solutions or other things when the time is right. At the point where they need something, you want them to come to you and kind of go, you're my trusted guy. You're the kind of person I want to go to for, you know, advice. A sounding board doesn't cost anything. There's no price associated with it. It's not a service.
Right.
It's just a personal relationship that you've built, and you want people to actually use you in that way.
Right. That's a very fresh perspective.
It's always worked.
So, well, that's really absolutely incredible. I think we're done here. Thank you so much for taking us on a little ride through the challenges and ideas regarding your professional life. It was really an amazing experience for me talking with you today, James, and learning so much.
No problem at all, Stella. Thank you again for inviting me. It's good to talk.
Yeah, all right, James. I hope you have a good day ahead.
And you.
Thank you for joining us on this insightful podcast with James O'Sullivan. As we conclude this episode, remember that navigating organizational change and transformation can be a daunting task, but with the right guidance and insights, it becomes an opportunity for growth and success. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and expert insights in future episodes of the CIO Today podcast.